In Northwest News on KPLU, a massive influx of cash from the federal government could soon be helping crime victims in Washington. Often you hear about social programs in the state being cut, but for the State Office of Crime Victims Advocacy, this year, it's the opposite.
It's a substantial increase, about 400% from the previous award year.
Rick Torrance, managing director of the office, says that amounts to more than $30 million extra dollars in the state for crime victims. A big chunk of the money will go towards legal help. In fact, it's the single biggest infusion of money for civil legal aid the state has ever received. Dozens of attorneys will be hired to provide aid in areas such as domestic violence.
It's protection orders. It may be dealing with being able to make sure that your kids are safe and may have to do with custody.
As with all victim services in the state, about two-thirds of the funds will be dedicated to victims of domestic violence and sexual assault, and a third to victims of other crimes such as identity theft. The new money was approved by Congress under the Victims of Crime Act. It doesn't come from taxpayers. Rather, the funds are from fines and fees imposed on banks for regulatory violations. Paula Wissel, KPLU News.